The latest attacks are fueling concerns that the Taliban has regrouped and is gaining ground throughout the country. In southern Afghanistan, officials say many militants no longer bother trying to keep their presence hidden and openly challenge local authorities. In the capital, Kabul, NATO officials warn of increased suicide bombings to come after suspected Taliban insurgents launched 4 suicide attacks in 48 hours. But Afghan and U.S. officials maintain that the Taliban's latest offensive is a sign of desperation, not strength. The U.S. military spokeswoman, Lieutenant Tamara Lawrence.
Anytime you are taking the fight to the enemy, which is what we're doing now all over Afghanistan, you know, we're putting them on the defensive. And anytime you do that, one of the consequences is going to be an increased enemy if you push us back.
The latest attack occurred Wednesday morning in the capital of Nangarhar province, about 75 kilometers east of Kabul. Officials say the provincial governor, Gul Aga Sherzai, narrowly escaped injury after a bomb exploded outside his offices. The bomb was hidden inside an army jeep and was reportedly meant to explode just as Sherzai entered the building. However, the governor, who apparently went to work earlier than normal that morning, was already inside when the bomb went off. Nobody was hurt. And Sherzai said Wednesday that 3 suspects had been arrested. But in Farah province in western Afghanistan, suspected Taliban gunmen succeeded in killing a senior judge Tuesday evening as he left a mosque. Witnesses say at least 2 militants on motorbikes opened fire as civil court judge Sheikh Mohammed left an evening prayer service in the provincial capital. The Taliban's growth coincides with American plans to withdraw thousands of troops from the southern provinces, where the militants are considered most powerful. A U.S.-led military coalition ousted the hardline Islamic group in 2001 after its leaders refused to hand over terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. Washington says it now plans on reducing U.S. troop strength in Afghanistan from about 19,000 to 16,000 by the end of this year. The U.S. forces will be replaced in the south by a beefed-up NATO peacekeeping mission, which will assume overall command for security in that region. Local Afghan officials are questioning NATO's ability to beat back the Islamic militants in the region. Lieutenant Lawrence, the U.S. military spokeswoman, says U.S. forces will still play a key role in the country's overall defense, focusing primarily on counterterrorism operations. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.